In this video, we are going to jump into these three areas a little more deeply, and we're actually going to make this a working session. So I'm going to be presenting less content and asking more questions and asking you to answer those questions during this video. So take a few minutes and actually reflect, write them down. I provided a worksheet if you want to download that and you can use that. If not, you can just write it on a piece of paper, on your computer, whatever works. If you're not in a spot where you can write this down, come back to this video later or audio later and we'll take you through it. So to begin with, I want you to understand where you live in each of these areas, where you are currently and how you're doing, because the better you understand yourself, the better you can help lead others to understand themselves. And this is how you make the most of this. So to start, we're going to ask questions about fulfillment. So your first question is this, and this is related to your first job. On a scale of 1 to 10, what has been your level of enjoyment in the last 90 days? As it relates to your work life, we're going to talk about that. So scale of 1 to 10, I can answer this question myself. I've been at about an 8 because I have been really enjoying building, designing, and developing a program that can serve leaders. So this is what I do for a living, and it has been enormously fulfilling for me. So I've been really at a pretty high level over the last 90 days. What tends to contribute to your enjoyment? That's your next question. Take a few notes there. What are those things? For me, what contributes to my enjoyment is, am I aligned with my purpose? That's one that really contributes. Do I like the people I'm working with? Do I feel I'm serving in ways that add value? All of those things contribute to my own enjoyment. Do I have balance? Am I out of balance in terms of rest and exertion, in terms of exercise and play, in terms of work and play? Am I integrated? Do I have a nice ecology? What tends to take away from it? What tends to take away from your enjoyment? Make a note of that. What takes away from mine is being out of balance, not feeling competent. If I feel like I'm playing in an area that I just don't know that much about and I'm not feeling like I'm doing very well, I'm not enjoying as much. Maybe it's people I don't like working with. Maybe it's any number of things. So what are the things for you? What takes away from it? Understanding this about yourself can, by the way, help you increase that level of enjoyment, that level of fulfillment. You might get curious about what contributes to your team's enjoyment? What takes away from it? You might even ask them these questions and have that part as part of a check-in for one of your next meetings. Start the meeting off by a check-in. On a scale of 1 to 10, what's your level of enjoyment over the last week? What's been contributing to that? What's been taken away from it? That kind of thing. Next set of questions related to your second job, which is to grow or evolve. What are you in the process of becoming? What are you in the process of becoming? This is a maybe not such an immediate question you can answer. It might be hard to put words to this, but take a moment and make a few notes. This isn't the final, end-all be-all question. You don't have to answer it in total. You're just trying to get a sense for it. So for me, I'm in the process of becoming a leadership development expert who is leveraging what he knows for more and more people to make a greater impact on more lives. That's who I'm in the process of becoming. I'm in the process of becoming someone who is enjoying his work more and more each day. I'm in the process of becoming someone who sees my efforts to market what I do as an act of service. So that's just some examples of who I'm becoming. It's not everything. Second question. Name three things you intend to learn in the next 90 days. Three things you intend to learn in the next 90 days. I'll just give you one of mine. One of the things I intend to learn in the next 90 days is how to continue to build a meaningful, valuable relationship with people that I'm in relationship with digitally. So more and more of my clients, I'm not in private one-to-one relationships with. And I want to know, how can I build that relationship in a way that really truly adds value and develops trust and develops something useful for them? It's a different set of skills. I want to learn that in the next 90 days. Keep learning. I want to learn how to deliver a program like this so that it creates the most amount of results. I want to keep learning from you guys, keep developing and learning. How much time do you estimate it'll take? So what I mean by that is not, well, we just gave 90 days, that's a time frame. I mean, like, how many hours a week would you need to devote to this task in order to learn what you think you need to learn? That's your second job. And finally, your third job is to perform. So answer these questions. What are you most proud of accomplishing in the last 90 days? So we start not with where you lack, but we start with where are you doing well? Celebrate this first. What are you most proud of accomplishing in the last 90 days? I'm most proud of accomplishing the launch of this program. That's been a huge undertaking, many, many months, a great deal of investment of time, energy, and love. And I'm really proud of what I've created and what I'm able to deliver. In what areas are you pleased with how you are performing? I'm pleased with how I'm performing. I think I do trainings well. I think I'm a good natural trainer and I feel good about that. And so what are your areas? What do you know you're just naturally good at? Don't limit it to one. What are those areas where you're just like, I'm really doing well here? And you don't have to be afraid of bragging. This is where you get to just acknowledge yourself. And then what areas do you most want to improve your performance? What are the areas that you think, gosh, I'd like to learn more about that? Maybe it's learning how to do some of the stuff in this module. Maybe it has to do with the objectives that I named at the beginning in the first video. What are those things that you most want to improve your performance around? I'd like to keep improving how I deliver a program like this. I'd like to keep improving how I develop content so that it's easy for busy people to digest. So what are yours? Okay, that's it for this video. In the next video, we're actually going to focus then on the deepest question of all, the most important, which is around purpose, both your purpose and everybody else's as an organization. We'll talk soon.